This podcast is a part of the Wildcat Podcast Network. Welcome back to another episode of Popcat, where we talk about everything TV, movies, gaming, and just general pop culture. Joining me today, I got a few of the Cat Talk guys. Joining me is Luke Stera.
Yep, hello, how you doing?
And Justice Offord.
Did you know the gestation period for a duck is 16 weeks?
I did not, but you learn something new every day. But no, today, you know, after mentioning it, we had to do it again. We're going through the best TV show bracket. And after meeting with the minds and trying to figure out what shows we've watched, I feel like I've assembled a pretty good bracket here that's going to have some debatable hot takes on here. Honestly.
I definitely think so, yeah.
Especially when we get into the comedy side of things. So how I have it broken up is we're going to start with drama, then comedy, then animated, then shows that are only on streaming, and then we'll see what we get at the end. All right, and just like last time, I asked the guys to pick something that they think is going to make it to the end, and we'll just have to check it out. But starting up, we have Breaking Bad going up against The Sopranos.
I'll be 100% honest with you. I have not watched an episode of The Sopranos. I know it's one of the great. I've heard it's one
what
of the
is
greatest
wrong
shows.
With you?
I'm
Did you
sorry.
Grow up in the early 2000s at all?
No, apparently
when were
not.
You born? When were you born?
I
Say
was
when
born
you were born.
2000. I was born in the year.
Obviously,
2000.
Your parents weren't cool.
No,
they didn't watch
probably
the
weren't. No, but I will say I can't put it up against it. But Breaking Bad is one of the greatest shows I have ever watched.
Okay,
it's got a great cast of characters.
Bryan Cranston's on here twice. Malcolm in the Middle, he was Hal, and in Breaking Bad, he is the main character. So, but with that being said, this is one of those where I'm sorry, you made a really right off the bat. Really,
really
hard argument here.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. The Sopranos.
Oh,
when
no.
Dude gets shot when he's trying to join the gang. Yeah, that's a big deal. And folks, just so you know, back at home, I was laying on the ground a minute ago. This first question got me up on my knees talking the trash here to Luke. No.
Yes.
Breaking Bad's got to go. Sopranos is better.
Whoa, no, it does not. Breaking Bad. I'm sorry. The storylines of every character and the way characters develop.
It's about
plus,
meth!
Plus, how can you forget Los Pollos Hermanos, one of the greatest antagonists in TV show history, Gus. Gustavo is amazing.
Fine, give him this one. Give him this
you
one.
You can't doubt Los
That's
Pollos.
The thing, like, with Breaking Bad compared to Sopranos, like, the villains are pretty good. But Breaking Bad does have it beat with the villains.
When Duke gets half of his face blown off,
oh,
he still straightens his tie.
That's great.
That's great, yeah.
But no, I'm willing to give it to Breaking Bad.
Good.
Next up, we've got This Is Us and Shameless.
Shameless. What the hell is This Is Us?
I actually don't know.
I don't know either.
I know Shameless, yeah, but
Shameless, that's that show. I like Shameless a lot.
All right. Next up, we've got Atlanta going up against Sons of Anarchy.
Atlanta.
Yeah, I
Atlanta.
Would say Atlanta.
No, part of me wanted, like, I really couldn't figure out. I really tried to put Dave on here. The FX show. But,
oh,
like,
okay.
I'm not sure I'll get away with saying the rapper's name, since it's going to be live on air, but the show is called Dave. And pretty much people are like, it's like flipped Atlanta. It's like white Atlanta. And I'm like, it's actually a good show. Like,
it is, but I don't think you'll get in trouble for saying. I mean, you could bleep it out later. I'm going to say
true,
it right
yeah.
now. But I don't think you'll get in trouble for saying a little dicky. I mean, it's just a dick joke.
True. So but no, that was actually...
There's my two bleeps for the episode, just so you know. There are my two bleeps.
But no, I did debate putting Atlanta and Dave against each other, but
that
I was like, Dave is more of a comedy with the drama
yeah.
in it, and Atlanta's more of a drama with a lot of comedy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, we've got The Walking Dead going up against Game of Thrones.
Okay, here's my argument for Game of Thrones. It started off hot. But okay. fizzled out because dude's still writing the books.
Mm-hmm.
You can't jump ahead of the books. It just doesn't work like that. And I will say, this dude's like 70 years old and he takes five ever just to get through with one book.
Yeah.
So I understand why they went ahead and said, we got to finish this up now, bro, because you're taking too long.
No, like, but I want to say the last book was like 2012.
Yeah,
and then
it's
he
been
was like
7 years. Mm-hmm. But I hate The Walking Dead.
Really?
The Walking Dead.
I'll say when it got to the later points, you were just at some point like, please just end the show.
That's
like,
what I'm saying. I'm like, how many zombies? How many issues can you have with zombies? Like, come
like,
on.
Like, the premise of The Walking Dead is great because it's not the zombies that are actually the villains in that show.
Yeah.
It's the other humans, and it's like a good commentary on what would happen in that scenario. But then it just goes off the deep end.
It's like everyone has to die. It's like, does everybody have to die? We can't have a happy ending. We can't have, like, no, it has to go 12, 13, 14. It's like, no, this is not Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
No, that was
what do you think?
For me, like, I used to be a big Walking Dead guy back in high school. Like, I watched a lot of it. But honestly, like, once they left the prison in the show, which is, like, I want to say, like, season 5, I was like, okay, we got to, like, most shows wrap up in 5 seasons. Like, they start winding down, and they're just like, no, we're still going. I'm like, I just can't. Like, I didn't even... Like,
I'm giving this one a Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Yes,
because even though they had a terrible ending,
yes,
it was still overall a better show than The Walking Dead, just because it did fizzle out in its own fashion, but it didn't absolutely fizzle to nothingness.
Right.
No, and some
like
of,
that last season was bad, and then the seventh season a bit too.
Yeah. But, like, the storylines in that show, it's just like Breaking Bad for me. I loved it, how they're able to connect, and some of the deaths in that show. I mean, that they really hurt you sometimes.
Okay, this is where I think we're going to have our most debated, like,
I swear,
going at each other's necks is the comedy section. First up, we have It's Always Sunny going up against The Office.
I'm going to be basic. I'm going to choose The Office.
No, Lou.
No, I love It's Always Sunny. But for me, The Office is the perfect comedy because it has elements of drama in it, and so it makes you stay in the show.
No. I'm agreeing with you.
Oh,
Luke.
You are?
I'm agreeing with
That's
you.
That's actually surprising.
I'm going to tell this man, Andrew, shut up.
No.
The Office is the greatest comedy to ever grace the screen. Are you kidding me? Asian Jim?
That's the only funny thing
to
come out of The Office.
No. Koi Pond is fucking great.
I will say, though, The Office seasons 7, 8, and 9.
Terrible. As soon as Steve Carell leaves, and then Rob Hollywood or whatever.
Oh, Robert California.
Yeah, Robert California shows up. That's when it goes down. But when they first join with Saber and they call it Sabre,
yes,
and they got all, like, they have that huge group of people that's actually there and it's an actual office. Hilarious. The lines that BJ Novak gives, hilarious. Sometimes Kelly just doesn't take her birth control on purpose. I think she's trying to entrap me in some way. Or you got Dwight. They show up to that funeral, and they're like, it's customary that we make sure that our family is dead because we have some heavy sleepers. Takes 12-gauge shotgun, bam, right into grandma's face. Like, I don't want to hear nothing about that. The Office is the greatest comedy ever. I put it – it's on permanent run in my house. It never leaks. Like, that's my go-to background show.
I want to hear, though, your argument for It's Always Sunny, though.
Man, It's Always Sunny. And, like, you have both parts of it because both, like, It's Always Sunny and The Office, it's about, like, they're both about bad people.
Yes.
Like, they're bad people throughout the show. But The Office, it's just, like...
The one episode...
I know I'm outnumbered on this, but, like, the way I tell it to people, I'm like, The Office is really just a, like, you had to be there. Like, everybody who... Like, it's like walking into a room after somebody told a funny story. Like, at least that's how I feel about it. But me personally, I just don't find The Office all that funny.
It's definitely, like, it's dry humor, and not a lot of people...
I mean, yeah, you gotta...
But, like, I even have a dry sense of humor, and I'm like, the Asian Jim, that's hilarious. Like, I watched that clip the other day.
Or the one where he takes the two, Jim goes, yeah, I found 250 feet of red wire at the swap meet for $10. And then he runs it all around the office, and Dwight's chasing it. That's hilarious.
Like, you got, like, Creed's my favorite character, honestly.
When Creed becomes manager, Creed shows up, pulls up, not even into a parking spot, car's running. It's a convertible now. He just goes, Creed Bratton, new manager, go ahead, park it. Throws the keys behind him, and it goes into nothingness. Or the one where he's eating the apple, and they're like, Creed's eating an apple. I'm going to switch it out for this potato. and see if he notices. And he doesn't notice. It's like, come on.
They're placing bets on it,
but
too.
I will say, Always Sunny in Philadelphia, best episode is that one where they think they're getting fed human meat. That one is hilarious. They can't figure out what they're being fed, and they're like, is he feeding us humans?
But no, it's Always Sunny. Like, and they both have like the good factor of, like, whenever they have celebrities cameo, it's always funny.
Yeah.
Like, it's always interesting, the celebrities they get.
Mm-hmm. Which it's, Asian Jim wound up, you know.
No, he ended up,
he's a big deal now, and which is funny, because I saw an interview with him, and he was like, low-key, I forgot about Asian Jim until, like, people started walking up to me after, like, I'd gotten semi-famous off of his other movies, and he's like, oh, you're Asian Jim, and he goes, is that a race? Are they trying to be racist? That's what he originally thought. He's
he's
like, oh, no, that was the name of my character off of The Office.
No, and even in WandaVision, he's Jimmy, so like people are like, he's still Asian Jim.
Yeah. Taking The Office, though, I'm sorry, Andrew, you're outnumbered here.
Okay. Next up, we've got Chappelle Show versus Key and Peele.
We're going with Chappelle Show. Chappelle Show. We are talking about... what's his name? The crackhead.
Tyrone Biggums.
Tyrone Biggums. What, Tyrone, what you got there? Peanut butter and crack sandwich.
No, that's one I'm surprised got memed. Like, I'm surprised a lot of stuff from Chappelle's Show got memed.
Chappelle's Show's just hilarious. Dave Chappelle is the greatest comedian to have ever existed.
Oh, yeah.
Outside of Richard Pryor, in my opinion, he is the greatest to ever do it.
Now, I'm going to be contrarian here. I think Chappelle's Show for you may like be overall better, but I think Key and Peele had
such a millennial.
Key and Peele had some of the best.
You can't tell me
Substitute Teacher is not one of the greatest comedy skits you've ever seen.
But we're talking about the one skit though.
East West Bowl.
We're talking about multiple seasons of Chappelle's Show. Chappelle's Show was so profitable that they were taking so much money away from Dave. That Dave just walked away from comedy to do free shows in the park because he was like, nah, I don't want to do this no more because guess what? I make you guys so much money and you don't want to give me a raise? To hell with that. We're not doing that. But with that being said, Key and Peele, yes. Hey, Ron.
I have to admit, like, if we're talking numbers, I do feel like I'm on Cat Talk now. I'm like, if we're talking numbers, like, Key and Peele definitely has more hitters than Dave Chappelle, just because they have more seasons.
But I think Dave Chappelle is a funnier comedian than both of both Key and Peele. So,
what's your do you have a favorite Chappelle Show? Let me hear your favorite Chappelle Show and Key and Peele skit.
Favorite Key and Peele skit is by far Substitute Teacher. Both of them, idiot. Both of them are fire. Just because you are about ready to feel my wrath.
A-Rod.
Okay, oh. Blake.
D-Nice. Do we have a D-Nice?
Go to Principal Shaq Hennessy's office. That always gets me.
That's the greatest.
Before I break my foot, I'll be yours.
Now, my favorite Key and Peele skit is the... It's a surprising one. The
East and West Bowl, that's always a good one.
Where they're having the just the phone conversation and like they're getting it mixed up. It's like all right. I'll see you tonight. He's like, yeah, I will see you tonight.
but my favorite Chappelle Show one has got to be the one where
Clayton Bigsby,
or I was gonna say the one anytime that Tyrone Biggums winds up being in jail. Tyrone is always everywhere. Like, you don't expect him to be there. He's there. It's just, I'm Tyrone Biggums.
Or the Fear Factor one. Tyrone Biggums. Yeah. That's pretty funny.
Because he's just like, they're like, you got to eat 30 of these roaches and you'll be able to win, or you'll win this round. And this man, Tyrone Biggums, like,
you going
to
eat yours?
Like, these are delicious. I don't know what you're talking about. These cockroaches, I eat these for dinner.
What about you? I'm imagining it's East West Bowl for Key and Peele.
Substitute Teacher's pretty good. I think. Definitely Substitute Teacher is my favorite Key and Peele skit. And then this one's a little bit controversial for the Chappelle Show, but it's the Rick James impersonation.
No, that's a good one.
I like that one.
It's not a Key and Peele show, but it's my all-time favorite from Key and Peele. It's the Barack Obama anger management.
Oh, that's a great
that
one.
Is
I forgot
hilarious.
About
Luther.
She just goes, y'all are messing it up!
No, the... No, Key and Peele, like, just Dan Smith, BYU. Like, it just, it never, like, it's never been not funny.
No.
Hinkle McPringleberry. Yeah,
Penn State University. So which one are we going to go with?
I'll go with Key and Peele. I'll go with Key and Peele.
You know, which one I'll go with?
No, Key and Peele, like, they did, and just the fact that dude's an Oscar-winning director now.
Yeah, that's incredible. I love it.
Yeah, and he's got a messed up mind, too, because he'd be shooting these psychological thrillers, and I'm just like, yo, black people already don't like to go to scary movies in the theaters. Why you gotta make them part of every single one?
No.
Like, he be giving, like, he started making all black films, which is amazing, because now you're award-winning, and you have that,
right.
You know, that stigmatism is now dead.
Yeah.
But it's so funny because, like, whatever, if you've ever gone, like, I don't know if you guys have ever been to, like, a black movie theater, but black movie theaters are hilarious because if there's a scary movie, they will tell the person out, like, they will yell at the person on the screen in public.
Don't,
like,
do that.
Don't do that. Why are you going in there? Don't go in there. But now, I'm like, so this dude's making horror movies. They're all black cast, and they've got the most messed up situations. Like, us. That is terrifying to see a doppelganger that wants to end your life and then Get Out. What?
Yeah. No, like the last 20 minutes of that movie, my theater was just like, it was super tense in there.
Oh, it was just like, so bro's dating a white girl family, like the whole, I'm gonna catch you, Jesse. I was like, yo, this is terrifying.
When she's eating
the Cheerios and it's separate from the milk.
And I was like, man, like, to just be like, this person's crazy
actually unintentional. Yeah, Jordan Peele.
Because when someone asked him, yeah, he was like, is this like symbolic? And he's like, no,
because they asked him, because he did that GNC or the GC thing on YouTube where like he goes on Reddit and answers questions as him.
Oh, yeah, I think I've seen that.
Somebody
video.
Had said on there, like, oh, is that's really good symbolism? And he was like, I didn't mean to do that, but yeah.
Like,
great symbolism. Oh, no, great symbolism.
But, all right.
I'm sorry, but yeah, Key and Peele by far, because they have more to just mm-hmm. Chappelle's Show, just having like memeable characters. Yeah.
Right. Man, no, but Key and Peele, like, they did, like, for the longest time, like, I'm pretty sure, like, they were Comedy Central's biggest moneymaker. Like,
oh, yeah.
They had to have beat South Park for, like, mm-hmm. just a fraction there.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that.
But no, next up we've got Brooklyn Nine-Nine going up against That 70s Show.
I'm taking That 70s Show. I don't want to hear any differently. We're talking about Red Foreman here.
Dude, he's the best character in that show.
And I don't know if you guys have ever seen the... Have you ever seen the video or the episode of Malcolm in the Middle where Red Foreman's the principal?
What?
Yeah. I'll have to show you this afterwards. It is by far, hands down, the greatest crossover character in history. I'm not even kidding you. After class, when I show you this video, your guys' whole view of him will change because he is the greatest dad character ever. And I'm sorry, but just the whole idea of That 70s Show with Kelso, you have Hyde, you got Eric, you got Red, and then you got also all the other characters of fire too. Leo, that man is hilarious. Tommy John, he is hilarious in that. I don't even care. It, but hands down, by far, That 70s Show, I don't even want to talk about it. Brooklyn Nine-Nine's good, but mm-hmm. Brooklyn Nine-Nine, I can't get behind it because it's bad humor for 95% of the time. I think it's Andy Samberg type humor, and I don't like his humor because I think that outside of Lonely Islands, he's not all that funny. My opinion.
Okay. I could get how people see it that
he's
way.
He's obnoxious.
Because there was I liked Lonely Island, and then I didn't. But I'm like, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, it's just like, it's not too much Andy Samberg being Andy Samberg. Like,
but I think it's the chief. I don't know his name. But
Andre Brower.
Yeah, Andre Brower. Like the fact that he's like, he always goes, well, me and my husband.
Like,
and
he's like super like,
yeah, it's like you don't. It's
like the fact that he's boring is the joke.
Boring. And then also in the fact that like his stuff, like that one episode where they knock something off of his desk and they're like trying to fix it so he doesn't notice it because everything's in a specific thing. Or like him just be, and like, I don't know what it is, but like having him being that macho character that he is normally but he's gay in this, like in the show, mm-hmm. is hilarious in my mind. Mm-hmm. Just because it like changes his dynamic, like fully. Because while he is, you know, the chief of police, he's still funny because like he'll be like, "Oh, I'm going to a pottery class tonight, and I'm going to enjoy myself some nice wine."
Like they're like one of the episodes where they're like something's going on, and then they follow him around to day to day.
Yeah,
and he's doing all this weird, like not weird, but like weird to us, like weird to normal people. He's like, "I went and saw this expose and this and that," and he's just like, "It was very enjoyable," but he's not smiling.
Yeah, no, and that's the thing, is that he's just, and honestly, if we're being honest, he, in my opinion, he's up there for just the best character on there. And that's the thing, is that like, I feel like Brooklyn Nine-Nine doesn't have any recognizable characters outside of like him
and Terry.
And Terry.
And Terry. And that's it. But like the rest of them, like Andy Samberg and stuff, unless you're into that, like you're not going to watch that comedy. It's just not, it's kind of like that early Adam Sandler comedy. It's like very over the top.
Right.
And it's just not good. That 70s show, though, that's a good family humor, fun. Like that's actually a good show, in my opinion.
Now, I was thinking. Like, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, no, that 70s show, that is perfect, like, a perfect way to phrase it. Like, you can just watch it with your family.
Yeah.
Because, like, I know my, like, if I showed it to my mom, she'd be like, oh, I remember this. Like, I don't know, but it's one of those things,
there's
like,
there's a car, and it runs on water, man!
I think Brooklyn Nine-Nine does have one of the best cold openings ever, though. And when Andy Samberg's character is trying to pick out who did it, and he has him sing "My Way," or
honestly,
I want it
he's
that
like
way.
That. Who's like if, that's him? That's the one that killed my brother. I forgot what we were doing here.
If we're being honest, Brooklyn Nine-Nine should have been subbed out for Parks and Rec, just because Ron Swanson.
That
greatest comedy.
I think
because that's the thing. I thought about doing Parks and Rec against The Office, but that was too like.
But no, Brooklyn Nine-Nine for Parks and Rec? Yeah, Parks and Rec is better than Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Therefore, that 70s show is winning this
one. I think that 70s show is better.
No, definitely. Man, my... no, I exclusively watch the show for Red Foreman. Like, I'm just like, okay, like, Kelso's funny, but, like, let's get to the part of the episode where Red shows up.
Kitty is also funny.
Yeah.
I think when Kitty goes through menopause
and
she gets
all
the
freaking out.
And she gets the medication, and then all of a sudden she, I can't remember what happened. Oh, Eric's leaving, and then she goes, and you're pushing him out, you dumb.
It just goes at him.
And she lets it go, and the bleep is like for 5 seconds, and Red's just standing there like, whoa. It's like, I've never seen that out of her.
No, I do love that the whole joke, like, Red is like this super tough dude, and he's just like, every time he's like, I love you, Eric, but he's just like,
he's constantly dogging on him. He's doped up after the dentist, and he goes, Eric, can you pass me the remote? And Eric passes him the remote, and he goes, I love you, son. And then Eric's like, what did you just say to me? And he runs upstairs.
But now, next up, we've got Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Up against Malcolm in the Middle.
Freshman's Bel-Air. We don't even have to discuss this one.
Luke, come on.
We don't even have to discuss this one.
I love Malcolm in the Middle, but like I grew up, my siblings all watched The Fresh Prince. They're a little older than me, and so when it was on like Nick at Night, I don't know if they still do that. I assume they do. But Nick at Night, it was always on. So I'm probably going to have to go with Will Smith because it's one of the, he has one of, in a comedy show, one of the greatest acting performances with his dad.
How come he don't want me, man?
That's a great scene. I think that broke Will Smith as, oh, I'm not just the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I'm an actor.
Oh, yeah, that was, and I don't even care. To that day, I will cry if I see that scene because, man, the...
No,
love me no more, man.
That and then the part of the episode where I love where Carlton's pranking Will by having his girlfriend like act crazy in the woods, and he's just like he gets back at her. He's like, man, he's like, oh, she's still up there, and then he freaks out and runs around the whole set.
And then also on top of that, every short joke made at car or girl.
Yes,
hilarious.
Like you would think, like I normally hate it when they're just like, oh, they're doing the joke, like the reoccurring joke. But I'm like, Will Smith, he just delivers it so well.
Best one ever. was the one where they're passing off the trash. Jeffrey gives it to the youngest one. She gives it to the older one, and then she gives it to Will. And then Will's like, "What you want me to do with this?" And then Uncle Phil walks by. He walks by, and then he goes, "Here you go." And he's like, "Thank you." And he thinks it's his lunch, and he walks out the door. I'm like, "Yes." I'm like, "That's Will Smith." The basketball episode is also hilarious. Yep. Carlton just taking the last shot, completely missing it. Half court. But yeah, no, I have to say Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, hands down. Malcolm in the Middle is a good show, but this is just a terrible matchup. This is like Gonzaga versus the C2 Nebraska women's champion. Like, it's just not going
to work. Yeah, no disrespect to Malcolm in the Middle, though. That's a great show.
No, and then Malcolm in the Middle did have, like, good moments. Like, every episode does have something to chuckle at.
Yeah.
The best one is, in my opinion, has got to be the one where... the one where Dewey makes his first piano, and Reese winds up, there's that fake cop at school who thinks that he's selling drugs, and then she shows up and the cops open up the garage and this man's got a whole handmade, homemade piano. He's just, and all the cops are like, "Hey, your kid's pretty good."
No, I do think, like, that's a funny element of the show to have, like, it's a show about four kids and a family, eventually five, but, like, two of them are gifted kids.
Yeah.
And one of them is like, "Yeah, I'm gifted." And then the other one is like, "No, put me in the remedial classes. Like, I don't want to do any of the stuff Malcolm's doing."
The best one from young Malcolm, like, when he was young and he was still figuring out that he's a genius, was when they took him in and the counselor's like, "I'm going to do this test with you and, like, you're not in trouble." And he just goes... shows him the picture, and he goes, "The man's only got four fingers."
Before the test even starts, he's like...
And then she goes, "Well, this time I want you to look harder," and, you know... And then he just goes, "The mirror's backwards. They're driving on the wrong side of the road. The steering wheel's not even there. There's no brake pedal. And then also, I have red paint on my AWSs. I have red paint." And then she's just like... Just lost of words. She's like, "This kid is a genius."
No, my favorite episode with their older brother is when he's in, just him being in military school was hilarious.
"Give it up, prom date."
But the episode where his like commanding officer or whatever, like, they're playing pool, and he's like, "Oh, well, I play pool," and like he's intentionally losing to him, and he's like, "He's like, if you beat me, I'm gonna, like, make you guys run PT." But he's also like, "I don't want you to, like, let me win."
I was about to say, the one where Reese goes to Afghanistan, too, after he joins the army, because he ran away from home. And then he gets over, he actually wants to be, like, really good in the military, and then they send him over to Afghanistan. And immediately when they go to do their first mission, he just turns around and runs in the opposite direction.
But no, next up in the animated side, whew, we've got South Park versus Family Guy.
I swear, it's South Park. I've never gotten into Family Guy. It's just not my
thing. What's wrong with you?
South Park is the goated show. It is one of the greatest. They don't care who they offend. They will go after anyone. I will say.
The writing, it goes from being like simple to being like... Okay, yeah. Like, they're actually, like, the fact that these two were like, "We're going to write South Park, then we're going to write movies and musicals and all this stuff." And I'm like, those dudes are pretty, like, those are two guys I'm like, just chat with them about, like, life. I would like to just be like, "Hey, so let's talk about, like, the fact that you wrote South Park."
Yeah.
I will give you South Park for this round.
Okay.
But I'm just going to give you the reasons right now to why Family Guy is the second overall greatest show, and that this was a terrible 1-2 matchup at the top of the bracket.
Okay.
Because you cannot deny...
The cutaways?
That Cutaway Land and Peter Griffin and all the stuff that they be saying is hilarious. Now, you may not be able to get into the premise of the show, but like two or three latest episodes ago where Stewie says his first word, and it's a swear word in church. Like, come on.
Okay.
That's funny. Like, and then also Brian being a liberal dog who drives a Prius.
Whether they're just like, so, like, I love they did an episode, like, way early on, like, at the end, and they're like, "So, any questions?" And it's supposed to be set in the future, and they're like, "So can, like, only the dog understand the baby, or what?" Like, And it's always funny showing thing. Like who understands Brian and Stewie.
The time travel is hilarious.
Yeah.
That one where Lois is going minimalist and she grabs the she's dragging the
down
time
the
machine
steps.
And Stewie's like, oh my god, she has my time machine and she's transferring to different time periods.
No, but even like not even the cutaways, but just
and
like
Meg, okay, I'm just gonna say this right now. Meg being voiced by Mia
and they
Kunis,
constantly dog on her.
And she's the ugliest character in all of animated like history. And on top of that, she's the most mistreated ever. And she's making gaga money for that. Like,
yeah.
It's just hilarious. Because, like, just shut up, Meg.
Shut up, Meg.
No, but even, like, Family Guy does have, like, I'll give it to South Park, but Family Guy does have, like, super small moments. Like, I want to say it was in the first three seasons. But it's just, like, somebody goes on a super long tirade, and then Peter's like, you know what I miss? Big League Chew. like it just, it's super, like, it's random, but it's funny.
It's
because
he's a simpleton. He's the, you know, stereotypical, because it's amazing for living in the Northeast where, you know, Boston, the home of Harvard,
yeah.
They produce a lot of, you know, just screen slamming, hoagie eating, you know, Northeastern Patriot fans that don't care about their IQ outside of the beer that they're drinking. But I think that this gotta go to South Park just because they are off the charts.
And
just
also the
rude.
The fact that I feel
Schiff's big chocolate balls.
Eventually, it just became the Randy Marsh show, and I love that.
Yeah,
it's like I constantly reference with people. It's like, hey, I didn't hear no bell.
You killed Kenny.
But now next up, we've got Futurama. Going up against Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty. I don't even care. I don't want to hear it. I don't even want to talk about it. Futurama has got nothing on Rick and Morty.
Dude.
Rick and Morty is goated.
Futurama is an underrated show.
It is underrated, but it cannot put up with Rick and Morty. I'm sorry. Rick with the whole being a drunk, like the show with the devil and the devil selling all of those whacked
that
out.
Was a
and
good
then they
episode.
Just get yoked and beat them up.
Yeah. And then also there's the one where the first, like one of the very first episodes where he like gets Morty and like takes him on there and they put the crystals up his butt.
Oh my god, that's
and then,
a great episode.
And then like the parents are like, no, you could never take our son ever again. And then he starts asking him questions and he's just like going off, and then all of a sudden he's like, Szechuan sauce, that's what I want. I want the Szechuan sauce. You don't know anything about that, Morty. We're going to go on so many adventures. And
good show, bad fan base.
Yes, 100% agree with that.
Because that's why, like, when I'm just like, people are like, so what do you like? I'm like, Rick and Morty. But I have to, like, pause them. I'm like, I'm not one of those people that, like, get on Twitter and, like, he's like, why'd you do this?
Yeah.
No.
It's like, I wasn't hopping on countertops at McDonald's.
No. I just, like, they gatekeep the show a little bit, too. Because, like, if you, like, you can be interested in Rick and Morty, just, like, just.
I'm like, it's deep. Like, it gets deep, but it doesn't get as deep as people actually think it goes. Like, where they're like.
Well, no.
You're not smart enough to get it.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is that, like, people, like, try to make all these overthinking, like, assumptions about it. But all it is that there are multiple universes where it's a multiverse. And, like, they're jumping around from verse to verse. And guess what? Guess what? Some Rick and Mortys are different than others. That's why I like that Chronoverse one where, like, the Ricks, you know, transfer. They go to the different one, and then they pick up the dead bodies and bury them.
Yeah.
And then the Chronoverse ones that were in the normal, or when they're in the normal world, they come over. And I'm like, they're going to wind up breaking that down towards the end of the show. And I'm like, that's what's really going to set it apart, is it's going to be like, there's a bigger theme to this.
Yeah.
Because, like, evil Morty's still out there.
But it's a totally a background part of the show.
Yeah, and it's like, you're not thinking about it. But, like, after, and, like, that's the thing, is that all these episodes, fire, fuego.
Well, okay, so obviously it's Rick and Morty, but what would you say your favorite episode is?
I like the one, I can't remember exactly what it's called. It's the one where the virus enters their brain and it creates people
In their lockdown in the house.
Yeah, in their lockdown in the house. I love Mr. Poopy Butthole.
Oh, Mr. Poopy Butthole. Yeah.
It's like, Morty, I need you to kill Pencil Vester.
That's a great one.
Jerry runs away with that one, dude.
That was weird.
He's like, I need to be with
Jerry
Sleepy.
Jerry is the weirdest character to ever exist.
I was just watching the trailer for, I think it's season 5 or 6.
Yeah.
And I'm like, They also props to them for not releasing that on April Fool's Day.
Yeah.
I totally expected something from them. Mm-hmm. But, like, they can't give Jerry a win.
No.
He never gets a win. And even when he does, like, they still just push him down.
Jerry is just so disrespectful.
I do like the Rick and Morty Pringles commercials, too.
Yeah, I do.
Rick's like, Oh no, they got us in our sleep. They put us in a Pringles commercial. It rips off the wallpaper. Pringles.
I love it.
Now, that was one, like, every time you hear about how they're debating, like, wages and stuff, like, deals with Adult Swim. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, okay, here, you get 99 episodes or whatever they said, so they could just keep coming out with them. I feel like Adult Swim will never end this show. Like, they'll wrap up, like, the Evil Morty thing, but I could see them going past that and it'll
I think it's going to become, like, a Family Guy Futurama deal where
it could be.
Simpsons, where it's just.
Like, it's been on for 15 years.
Yeah.
Because I just don't see it. And, like, people are trying to replicate it. I don't know if you've seen the new one.
Solar Opposites on Hulu.
Solar Opposites is actually pretty funny. The show itself sucks, but the people that are stuck in the wall are that's a really
good legit. And yeah. It's a background part of the show.
But we got to do a speed round though, guys, because we're on time.
Yeah. Regular show against American Dad.
I'm taking American Dad.
Oh no,
I'm taking American Dad.
Oh come on,
dude. I'm sorry.
You are just kicking me in. I disagree. Yep. That is some.
Next up, Bob's Burgers against King of the Hill.
King of the Hill. That's such a good.
Big low, boom.
I sell propane and propane accessories.
Do I look like I know what a JPEG is?
No, man. That's just like, it's one of those shows you just talk to everybody.
God damn it, Bobby.
That's a great show.
Dale Gribble. Man, like, every.
Boomhauer.
We could do a whole. That's the thing. We could do a whole hour about King of the Hill.
Yeah.
When Boomhauer's reading the newspaper, guys, I'm trying to sit here and read about wind turbines and how they are producing enough electricity to run the whole state of Texas. Like, Boomhauer, what the hell?
Well, because you can see, like, I'll try and keep it short here, but every King of the Hill character, I've met someone like that before because we're from a small town, Nebraska.
Yep.
So it's just makes it that much funnier.
Okay, next up, we've got, for streaming, we've got Last Chance U up against Last Chance U Basketball.
Now, when I see Last Chance U, I'm thinking Last Chance U, East Mississippi Community College.
The very first original season.
I'm not talking about 1-2 or Independence, Kansas. I'm not talking about that.
I'm from Independence.
That's fine.
That's the thing. Like, when they were like, it's a losing team, and I'm like, yeah.
You're from Independence, that's fine. But I'm just saying that first original season with DJ Law, the East Mississippi Community College Hawks, that was the team. That was the team.
Yep.
I don't care. And watching this Last Chance Basketball one, I hated it. I thought it was super dumb just because I was like, basketball players are the most egocentric people in all of the sports lands because they all think they're entitled to the NBA. And I'm like, none of you are even that good.
Yeah.
Like, East Mississippi, that was the one where I was like, these are some legitimate football players. They know what the hell they're doing. Like, they are actually there. But I have to say Last Chance U, that original season, that is by far, hands down, the greatest sports documentary.
No, because that was one, like, I was living in Mississippi.
Yeah.
When that first season came out, and everybody was like, dude, you gotta check it out.
Mm-hmm. That's great. I will say, one of the funniest questions out of Last Chance U Basketball, I had to look it up so I get it, was when the guy said, do you know the difference between a basketball player and a hooper? That was the funniest quote for me, because he went on this tangent of how a hooper balls, a basketball player only plays basketball.
And I can tell you right now, Luke,
yep,
as a decently successful basketball player in high school, there's a difference, man.
There's a difference.
If you didn't understand that conversation, you just a baller. You just a basketball player. You ain't no hooper.
Yep.
All right, next up, we've got Cobra Kai going up against Stranger Things.
I like Cobra Kai, but I've never watched Stranger Things.
So. I tried to get into Stranger Things. You can have you seen?
I'm caught up. Yeah.
You can speak on it, but I just couldn't get into the show.
Neither could I.
But Cobra Kai had the Karate Kid connection already, so that's
why. It was one of those where, like, just the fact that it was on YouTube, it was a YouTube red show,
yeah,
and Netflix bought it.
It's incredible.
Yeah, I gotta take Kai. What's in place of the Ozarks right above
The Ranch.
The Ranch?
Yeah. Nice. Those were two, like, coming up with the streaming section was hard, because it was like, oh, these are either shows, like what are we going to talk about, The Crown? Like, we don't watch that, yeah. I'm assuming.
I was about to say, I haven't seen The Ranch or The Ozarks, so you guys can make this decision. Not for me.
All right, I'm going to say Ozark, then, because okay. Ozark's
we're
pretty
going
good.
With Ozark, I like it.
All right, next up, we've got Mandalorian going against The Boys.
Sorry. Baby Yoda, Mandalorian.
I was going to say the Mando as well. I like The Boys, though.
The Boys is a good,
it's an
funny
interesting,
show.
The Boys
it's
is a funny show, but it's just Mando. The Mandalorian, yeah. The Baby Yoda. Don't touch that.
Don't touch that.
Nah, man. Since, like, we'll go back to it, but what was your favorite Mando moment? Because are you guys, like, you've seen season two?
Yeah.
I only watched the first season because my friends, he left college for a bit, and so I wasn't able to catch up. All right,
well,
it.
Season one, what was your favorite moment?
Oh, Lord, I'm going to have to
when
think
they're
back.
In
go
the spaceship
ahead.
And he, Baby Yoda touching too much stuff, and he's like, don't touch that. Put that away. Don't put that in your mouth.
I just think Baby Yoda in general is just one of my favorite characters.
Baby Yoda
in
the with
show.
The cup. I'm sorry. Like,
yeah,
that was
yeah.
There.
No,
that was
when
great.
That blew up, because I want to say that was the third episode. And when that got memed, I was like, oh, this show's gonna stay around forever
yep,
now.
Yeah.
Like, and I feel like they, like, these TV shows and writers, like, they know that. Like, mm-hmm. If we're memed, we're good.
You're good yeah. to go.
Him getting the jetpack, honestly, that was mine where I was like, okay, yeah.
So I vote we do a speed round for these next rounds.
And then the final four we can debate. Yes.
Yep, debate it.
Okay, Breaking Bad against Shameless.
I'm gonna take Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad. Easy.
Atlanta against Game of Thrones.
Atlanta.
Fine. Game of Thrones was my choice, but Atlanta.
South Park against Rick and Morty.
South Park.
Really?
Okay. No, that's fine. I'm wrong.
Okay.
American Dad versus King of the Hill.
King of the Hill.
Yeah.
Easy choice.
American Dad is the JV team of Family Guy.
Yes.
Yeah. Ah!
Does it stand?
They sent Meg down to American Dad.
I could do that whole rant some other time, but I do think American Dad's a superior show now to modern day Family Guy. At some point, they like
whatever
swapped.
Whatever you think. Your opinion doesn't matter. You're probably wrong.
The Office against Key and Peele.
Office.
No, I love Key and Peele. Don't get me wrong, but The Office, I just grew up with that.
70 Show versus Fresh Prince.
Bel Air.
Fresh Prince, okay. Raphael De La Ghetto.
I'm going to go with Last Chance.
I'm going to be biased as well. I love Last Chance. It's my sports side that's coming out. So.
Okay.
And then
Ozark and Mando.
Mando, 1,000%.
All right, Breaking Bad against Atlanta.
I swear. Okay, yep, perfect. That's all I needed. Got my validation.
South Park against King of the Hill.
South Park. Don't even.
Yeah,
don't even.
I can't. It's got to be South Park.
Chef's okay. Big chocolate balls.
I love King of the Hill, though. I love it.
Okay. We've got The Office versus Fresh Prince.
The Office.
Until it goes up against something that is comparable to it, it's the greatest comedy to have ever existed. It's a boring show. Everybody's like, oh, look, Angela has cats. That's so funny. Oh, look.
Angela licks her own cat.
This is
weird. Andrew has hatred of this show.
Legit,
now.
Man. Like, ooh, okay.
Just wait.
Does Stanley have a mustache? I don't know if Stanley has a mustache.
Like, I remember back in high school, like, I got asked for, like, we did, like, a costume week, and they were like, oh, you want to be Stanley? And I'm like, no, I hate The Office. Like, I was like, at least ask me to be Craig Robinson's character.
Yeah,
like,
Daryl, come on now.
No.
I was about to say, what would you ask the black man to be the stereotypical black man in The Office? Why can't I be the cool black man?
Legit, I'm like, I want to be Craig Robinson.
Daryl is funny.
I like Daryl.
He is hilarious in that.
No, but next up we've got Last Chance up against Mando.
I'm taking Last Chance. I'm sorry.
Storyline-wise, I'm sorry. It's too real.
If we're
for
talking
me.
Watchability. And...
Last Chance.
Okay.
I think Last Chance just has a, like, it's so real for me.
And
that's
like I
why.
Said, when I see that, I'm thinking about
the original
OG season.
Yes.
When that came out, that was fuego.
Last Chance is also another one. Like, you're just like, I know dudes like this.
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm. I know. And funny that you say that, because I actually know a player that knows somebody that wind up going to Minnesota, and now they're in the league. And first week of classes, they're in class, and one of their professors tried to, like, tell this person to, like, pay attention. He stood up and goes, "Bleep, I'm going to the league." And then yes. Sits back down, just goes, just bad explicative language, "I'm going to the league."
No, but that is, like, I don't think, like, you could ever make a show about, like, professional players and the cockiness and the trouble they came up with.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, for some reason, Last Chance, you, it's just like,
yeah, it works.
No, we'll talk about how cocky these dudes
yes.
are.
Because they'll let it be known themselves.
Oh, to the world, yeah.
But no, we got 10 minutes left, so we can really, like, dissect this now.
I'm excited.
Okay, we've got Breaking Bad up against South Park.
South Park.
No,
dude,
not
no.
a chance. Breaking
no, if
bad.
We're talking watchability,
yes.
I'm not talking watchability. I'm talking purely what is better. In South Park has been fuego since day one.
Like, if I'm
Breaking
coming
bad
back,
was not fuego at the end.
No, they're like Breaking.
I didn't like Breaking Bad's last season. I didn't like it.
Man, this is blasphemous.
Yo,
man,
Andrew, we're gonna have to kick him out. I think I can't. I'm sorry, Breaking Bad. Is the great? I'm gonna just say it. Yes, screw it. The greatest TV show that has ever been made. Ever.
And it's good to know that you and Tyrone Biggums have been smoking crack.
No, I'm sorry. This is the greatest show that has ever been made. Bryan Cranston's character, the dilemmas that he goes through. That because it's real.
Just him, like in that first season,
yes.
when he's standing up on that ridge and he's like. Practicing the lie,
yep.
like he's gonna tell his wife, and he's just like, so it sounds natural. I'm like,
and
fine, Breaking Bad can go.
Oh, you are.
What do you got? No, I'd love to know. What do you have against that final season?
Yeah,
I just personally, I was not a big fan of Breaking Bad all the way since season one. It was just the fact that I don't know. I just never got into the show. I thought it was really overhyped. I thought Bryan Cranston was a great actor. I thought that he did some great work and he did some great writing. But as far as the show being put together, I was just like, it's a little repetitive. It's not very entertaining.
Do you think Bryan Cranston was the only actor that was good in that show, or did you think that the other characters?
No,
were good?
There was like you said, the one
Gus Fring.
Gus Fring. Yep.
Yep.
Gustavo.
He was good. I was gonna say the villains were normally pretty decent.
Was it Tuco?
Yeah,
the
he was
cartel.
The first one. Yeah.
He was the first one. He was great.
But I was going to say, like, the Latino dude that he when he first sees the product, he goes, oh, it's blue or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, in that scene, I'm like, I don't really care for that because
really?
It's just, yeah. I wasn't into it. I feel like there were some stereotypes in it and stuff that I just didn't like that much, and I just couldn't watch it repetitively. But, like, it has good moments. It's definitely one of the best TV shows to have ever existed. I just personally couldn't get into it. I was
okay.
not a big
okay.
fan of it.
Okay.
Now I get where you're coming from.
Yes. It makes sense now.
But definitely, like, South Park, it does have its merits,
it
man.
It does.
Like,
it does. I love South
like,
Park.
Like, I will give it its respect. But no, next up on the other side is The Office against Last Chance U.
Pick
the
wisely.
Office, the 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 Office. If you're going to put Breaking Bad in the finals, I don't care. You have to put The Office in the finals. We're talking about the two greatest TV shows to have ever existed. Last Chance U is not one of the greatest.
That's
it's
some
The
bold
Office.
Talk,
well,
man.
Okay. The Office is one of the greatest comedies to have ever existed. It is not one of the greatest shows to have ever existed.
I don't care.
Man.
The last chance,
I think
Last Chance fell off after, and I know we're talking about the OG.
I'm telling you, man, there's a visible point in the show where you're like, man, Ed Helms is going to film Hangover right
yes.
now.
Yes.
This show is getting really boring.
If we don't put Mandalorian in the final four, I can't say The Office can beat Last Chance U. I just can't.
No! Because no!
Last
no,
Chance,
no, 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 no!
The Office is such a... You either love it or you hate it now. Because the fan base has just divided people
and
on the
show. And guess what Last Chance U is?
It's
if you ain't sports, you ain't watching.
No, I disagree.
People who haven't
people,
watched.
Because it's storylines. It's about the story of these players. Like John Franklin. You could have written a whole nother season on him alone because he went from
Luke.
Last Chance U to Super Bowl champ.
Unless we are talking about your girl who is on the couch having to watch this with you because you turned it on before she got home. I don't care. Your mama hadn't seen it. Your daddy may have seen it, but guess what? Guess what? Your grandmama didn't watch it either. Your auntie, she didn't watch it either. Your uncle, no, he probably didn't watch it either because guess what? He didn't play sports in high school. We're talking about the people that are sports related that have been watching this show. The Office is beloved by millions. The Last Chance U is beloved by football fans everywhere.
I'm telling you, man, it's exactly like one of those things. Last Chance U, like, you don't have to be invested in sports. You just have to, like, you'll get that, like, I know these people kind of factor. I know people like
that's
this.
What you get with The Office. Everybody's relatable. Everyone has a crappy boss.
No, man. Everybody's too heightened in that show. Like,
no. And it's one of the first shows that had an openly gay character in Oscar. An openly gay Hispanic man who actually played the role to a T. He was a gay man who was growing up in the early, like, living his life in the early 2000s, and it was actually what it was like to be in the early 2000s.
But I'm not saying, like, the other characters aren't good. It's just, like, the core of the show.
Kevin,
it's bad.
Kevin's
no,
hilarious.
Kevin is one of the worst. I will stand by
there
this.
Needs to be a bigger fridge.
Kevin is one of the worst characters in that show.
What?
Because they completely ruined his character after season 3 or 4. Because they were like, oh, he's big and he's dumb. We're just going to continue with that and not give him any depth whatsoever.
Well,
so
that's because some characters didn't need depth. Like Angela just being a cat lady. That's what she is. She's the cat lady. Because you have other big-time comedians like BJ Novak in there.
BJ Novak is the greatest. He was amazing. Because
BJ Novak goes and then he kind of they take him off for a little bit and they're like, oh, we need to bring him back. And they bring him back and now he's got... He is a temp, and he's back and doing that stuff.
All right.
I want to hear, because you know my
choice. Outside of a few standout cold opens and clips and things like that, The Office is an okay show. But I got to lean Last Chance U on this one.
Yes, he has left the room. He has left the room. Last Chance U is in the finals.
I had to leave the room.
Yes.
What is wrong with you two? What is wrong with you two?
I know I'm going to get
dragged. You have issues.
No.
You no longer are on Cat Talk.
No, disagree.
You're out this week. You got a flagrant two.
The final header, whether you like it or not.
I hate it.
Breaking Bad against Last Chance U.
I don't want to vote.
It's got to be Breaking
Bad. Can I filibuster?
No, get out of here. We'll be here for too long.
Turn his mic off. Breaking Bad. It just... Theme-wise, it's amazing. You can relate to Bryan Cranston's character as of what you would do in that situation. Last Chance U, like I said, great storyline, but Breaking Bad, greatest show that has ever existed on television. No question whatsoever.
I don't even care at this point anymore. Both of you two are doing other things outside of this classroom that's not helping your IQ.
We were doing what's in Breaking Bad.
Obviously, you haven't been paying attention to what good television
is. So, Justice, I imagine the show you picked to go to the ending was The Office.
Your
predicted pick? What about you?
Breaking Bad, 1,000%.
I had Brooklyn Nine-Nine. And then, like, I just need to be better with my prediction picks, because even in the last episode we had, like, I forgot what movie I picked, but I was like, it got thrown out immediately.
But yeah, no, I'm sorry, but yeah, both of you... Terrible,
nope.
terrible television.
I am
watches.
A gracious winner, and the show that should have won did win.
And in the finals, the show that should have been there was also there.
But no, the final, that has been the TV show bracket. Final thoughts, let's start with Justice.
Luke, you may think... that I think that you're an intelligent person, which you are.
Mm-hmm.
But your taste in TV shows, dookie, dog water.
So I just want to thank my parents, first of all. I'd like to thank Andrew for inviting me on. And I'd like to thank Justice for being a gracious loser. As Breaking Bad is one
of
the greatest shows.
We're never gracious here. We're always salty.
And the TV shows that should have been in the finals were in the finals.
Oh, whatever.
That's all I'm going to say.
Whatever.
All right, going out, I have to say, honestly, like, I said it before, The Office is a okay show, but you really, it like I said, it's like somebody told a good joke about what they did that weekend, and you walk in, and he's like, well, what's everybody doing? Like, it's an okay show, but come on, like, there are better shows out there.
Exactly.
But that's been another episode of PopCat. I'm Andrew Suter. Stay safe out there.